Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League South, North and League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, the moneymaker from Q Live. £1,000, 12 questions. I didn't want to introduce myself as that, if I'm honest. I don't know why I did, but there we are. And also, the other voice you hear is Joan Cardigan, John Cadogan.
A-up.
Oh, doing it like a Northern accent for some reason.
Yeah, why not?
Is that the that is the Northern content for this week?
That is the most Northern content we'll be doing this week. That's it.
That's it.
We're more.
Not even doing a focus on, are we, John, this week? We may sound pretty high on life, and that is because it is Wednesday, and Torquay won last night with a last-minute Rory Keating winner.
We never score last-minute winners.
We never anything we've done this season, John.
It's lovely,
super
isn't it?
Sexy. We've never had anyone come out of the pop side before to run the line,
no.
John.
It's just a season first.
But we are not just a solely Torquay United podcast, even though my wife, who has been listening recently, has said, this is just a Torquay United podcast. I said, no, it's not.
No,
it's about the National
so much
League.
More than
she
that.
Said, well, every other team, you say a
But they are. That's the problem.
And then she cited calling Woking whacking. And she cited calling Aldershot Aldershot.
Those are just psychological sledging, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's,
I've got.
We don't actually,
I mean, along the on those lines, you know, we've got Western Supermare Saturday.
I do.
I see Western Supermare as a us.
That's,
as
yeah.
a Torquay.
Their nickname
so
is even
they're the
seagulls.
So I'm calling them the gulls. What do you think of the new?
That's
you
good.
See what I've
the
done?
Gulls.
Do you understand it?
It's good.
You know, there's no such thing as a seagull.
I did know that, actually.
So why are things called the seagulls, John?
I still lapse and call it seagull, just because that's what people know what you're talking about, don't they? But yeah, they're called herring gulls,
it couldn't have been a weirder... I went to the match Saturday. I'll talk about it a bit later on. Went to the match Saturday with my complete family. As we're walking out the ground, I'm not joking, I'd say 40 seagulls came in Bristow's bench, the main stand, and we're getting all the chips and just big seagulls and talk it anyway. There we are. But John, why don't we find out what's coming up in the podcast? Da, da, da. What's happening, John? I don't know what's going on this week.
No. Well, we've got some news.
A roundup of the news and results.
Yep, roundup of the news.
Mm-hmm.
As we alluded to, focus on gone.
Why?
Bye. We did too.
Why, John?
And we just realised... I don't care.
I mean,
National League North.
But then this is
don't care.
What you're doing there is proving my wife right, John. That
well,
we have become a solely Torquay United podcast.
Look, Mrs. B.
BB.
BB. That's not the case.
Well, we've
but
tell you what.
The focus on the National League North has been quietly and humanely disposed of.
Why, John? People enjoy it. We've got some fans from the North.
Have we?
I don't know, actually.
No.
I doubt we've got many fans who don't support Torquay United.
But
it'd be nice to know, wouldn't it? Let us know at Natob's Pod.
So, know that. We might check in with our friend Dan and Truro. Big developments this week.
There's been some big Truro news this week.
I think we might try and celebrate Dartford's success.
Dartford won again against Woking.
Beat Woking.
Always exciting,
done a double
isn't it?
Over them twice. So, I feel like we need to recognise Dartford's role in all of this.
A statue, maybe. Hey, maybe a gnome. Speak to my sister.
Maybe a Dartford gnome.
And I'm assuming we'll have a talky corner.
Talky corner. On-the-spot match report from you.
We'll see if it's on. Yes, on the spot. On the man on the spot.
Yes.
Match report. And also some letters, if there are any. Who knows? It might be a Ray Charles week. I had a great joke this week, John.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't Ray Charles see his friends?
Because
he's married.
That's very good. I like that.
It's a lovely joke, isn't it? It's a really nice joke. Because you think it's going to be super offensive.
Yeah.
And then it's offensive in a different way.
Would you like some news about the National League?
I would love that news.
Well, the league leaders, Wrexham.
Wrexham not slipping, John.
Scored a last-minute equaliser, earning a point away from home at Gateshead.
Luke Young.
Yes, Stephen Rigg headed in the opener for Gateshead just before half-time after his effort was initially saved by Christian Dibble, the officer, they call him.
That's a nice one,
but Wrexham equalised late on through Cole Stockton, so one all there. Hartlepool won, Bromley 2. Mark Anthony Okoye scored for Bromley. Of course, he came to bury Hartlepool, not to praise him.
That's a lovely job.
It's a Shakespeare
way. And that is for people who have read a book.
Yeah, read a book, a bit of culture.
We cater to all fans, Mrs. Baker.
It's everything from Ivor Dewdney to Shakespeare and everything in between.
Et two Dewdneys. That was lovely, wasn't it?
It was very good.
If you were in Bath and you had a, because that's Roman, isn't it? Very Roman, Bath?
And you had
a pasty shop, you could call it Et two.
That, yes.
Be lovely, anyway.
Very good.
Bath City there, Et two. Carry on.
It was Braintree 0, Aldershot 1. Valuable win for Aldershot at the bottom of the table.
Oh, their first win in how many games, John?
A lot of games.
A lot of games.
An awful lot of games.
No, we should have that sort of thing at our fingertips, really.
No one's expecting that from
us,
but really.
It would be nice, wouldn't it, to have had that at our fingertips.
Chesterfield 0, Harrogate 1. So Chesterfield slipping up for the first time in a while. Salford 0, Eastleigh 2. So Wrexham... Yeah. Back to the top of the league, but played a game more than Solihull. So Solihull could still
get all up
back
there, isn't it?
To the top.
Hey, I spoke to celebrity Leighton Orient fan Bob Mills earlier
on. I saw, yes.
And he was talking about the O's, saying he thinks they've slipped up.
Mm.
Saying he doesn't fancy the playoffs.
Now, I mean, they played two games less than Wrexham at the top.
He doesn't fancy them. He thinks they've blown it, and he thinks they're going to be in the playoffs.
Well, that is a distinct possibility.
I'm secretly pleased about.
So Wrexham top, Solihull, Leighton Orient, Fylde, Eastleigh, Salford, Harrogate is the player. Salford down, a terrible run of form.
Any more of that,
dropping.
And I can see him not keeping that job, John.
Oh, it's Graham Alexander, isn't it?
Martin Allen will be circling.
And at the bottom, Braintree, Maidstone, Aldershot and Havant. Would you like to go to the real league, the proper league?
The real league.
The best league
up,
of them all.
Is it upper league, John?
Upper
I think
league.
It's up
We'll
a
head
league.
Up to the National League South.
Yep.
It was Bath 2, Slough 0. This is all from Saturday, by the way. Gloucester 0, Chelmsford 0. Oxford City 2, Billericay 3.
Ooh, that was last minute winner for Billericay.
Hemel 2, Concord 2. Aaron Pollock sent off for Concord. Oh. Jackson's lad, obviously, playing for Concord. And another sending off, actually. St Albans 2, Truro 2. Jordan Kopp sent off for Truro. Kopp off.
Ooh,
off.
John, he's
Kopp
not allowed,
sent off.
Not allowed to do that in a swimming pool or smoke. No heavy betting.
Talkie 5, Dulwich 2. Full match report later on. But the big result of the weekend
was
from Saturday. Dartford, we salute you.
Again.
The pride of the National League South.
The double.
They beat Woking 2-0.
They've done the
done
double,
the double
there,
over
John.
Woking. You gave us the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
You've given us the Dartford Crossing.
You have.
And now this. Is there any end to your generosity?
I just love Dartford now.
I do. I've always liked Dartford.
You know the guy who scored their goal in the last minute?
Yes, I can't remember. Ronnie Vint.
Liked our tweet the other day, John.
Did he?
On at Nat Obbs Pod.
Did he really?
Yes, Ronnie Vint.
He's made a new friend. Well, I'm happy to have Ronnie around my house for dinner anytime.
Maybe we'll get Ronnie on one week. Do you think we go? I'm a bit. I don't like to get cocky about the Woking situation because they won again last night.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very tight to the end of the season.
Monday night in the National League, it was Wealdstone 1, Billericay 1.
So why were they playing Monday night,
I don't know,
John?
Really. But Billericay slipped up a little bit there. They were 1-0 down until fairly late on. And then on Tuesday, in the National League, Barnet 0, Chesterfield 2. So Barnet losing at home to Chesterfield. heavy defeat there, the Martin Allen Derby,
yes.
And then on Tuesday night in the National League South, Truro 0, Woking 1, and Torquay 2, well, East Thurrock 1, Torquay 2.
You've struggled with all the results there, John.
Hopeless.
Like, you just send random numbers.
But Truro 0, Woking 1. And then if you saw Tiny Harvey Rivers letting a goal from 35 yards. I meant to show you earlier, actually.
Poor little
sailing
Harvey.
Over with Tiny Little Harley Rivers.
Wish people would stop chipping him.
And a Woking manager afterwards, Alan Dowson, he also said at the beginning of his interview, it's a difficult place to come with a pitch, no disrespect to the pitch.
The pitch isn't listening.
Don't disrespect the pitch, Alan.
The pitch is listening. Furious, that pitch.
No disrespect to the pitch.
That pitch will be furious. What, does he think the pitch is going to... Well, the groundsman.
Anyway, but... Been the big news overnight, Tuesday into Wednesday, the Surrey area hit by a earthquake. Did you see that? Measuring 3.0 on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
Woking, rattled, rocked.
They are.
By Torquay's late win. I mean, I know we said we weren't going to mention the National League North. Would you like one bit of National League North news?
Results, John. I didn't say we weren't going to mention it.
I said we're not going to mention it. I'll give you one result. Kidderminster 3, Blyth Spartans 3. And again,
it's prolific, John.
Joe Ironside.
He's prolific.
I don't care. I just like the music.
You like the music?
It's good.
What do you think that? You know that? What's that on? What's that played on, John?
Is it a what's it called? Theremin. Again. I think it might be like a theremin or something.
No. I don't think that is it.
No, maybe. I don't think that.
Is it meant to be like a police siren?
I think so, isn't it? Did Ironside have like the blue lights on the back of his chair?
I don't know. Blue light on his chair would have been a lovely touch.
It would have been nice, wouldn't it?
No, because he's an undercover cop, isn't he? He's like undercover.
I don't think
you'd be very good at undercover if you had a blue light on you, on your hat. He's not Russ Abbott.
No. But then like there's always a bit in the undercover one where they lean out the window and put the siren on
the roof.
Does he lean around and put it on the back of the... Anyway,
do you know what? My dad, Alan, has done a lot of stewarding at... Like fun runs and marshalling, you know.
Places where it really kicks off, like fun runs.
No, well, he organises them and gets them going. He's helped a lot of people out, John, in his life.
Good.
I bought him one year because he likes to be the guy in the car going around checking on the marshals.
Yeah.
Bought him one year a light to go on the top of his car.
Oh, wow.
Because you know you can buy them.
Yeah.
I've never seen him happier. Beautiful amber light just I will use this.
Anything where you have the power to put on a light.
Oh, I'd love that.
I think it's good, isn't
it? Yeah. Anyway, any more news, John?
That's it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. John, I love Dartford. Love the people of Dartford. They've done a lot for Torquay United, our team, this year. And I just want to give a little bit back.
I agree with you.
Just the kind of guy I am. I just like giving a bit back.
They've taken 6 points off our championship rivals. Yeah. So that's only fair.
Yeah. I'd like to call the Dartford Crossing. Let's call the Dartford Crossing. That's our point of contact in Dartford. I'd like to call them and have a little conversation with them. Is that all right?
The UK's best crossing. Let's call them.
It's the best, other than the Sheldon Timworth Ferry.
Yeah.
That is the best.
It's the UK's best tunnel bridge combo
crossing.
Tunnel bridge
combination, as we discussed. Yeah. Give them a call, John. Let's give them a call.
If you would like to register for an account, press 1. For local resident account queries, press 2. If you are an existing account holder and wish to manage your account, press 3. To make a payment, press 4. If you have received a penalty charge notice, press 5. To report a hazard or incident, press 6.
Report a hazard or incident, I think, John.
Please hold.
We'll just hold.
Just hold, shall we? Well, I didn't know which one of those it was. A hazard or incident would be good, wouldn't it? Oh, here we go. Let's find out. Hold music. Oh, and then some silence. Hello?
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Dad Chai.
Oh, is that the Dartford Crossing?
Yes, please.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, my name's Charlie. I just wanted to call to say I just love the crossing. It's my favourite crossing in the UK, the Dartford Crossing. And I just wanted to say I think you all do a really great job there in Dartford. And just a big thank you, really.
No, thank you very much there for that.
Yeah. Is it an enjoyable place to work?
It is.
Yeah. I mean, it's my favourite. You've got the tunnel and the crossing, haven't you, there? But I think I prefer the crossing to the tunnel. Is there any way when I have to pay when I have to pay for the Dartford crossing, is there any way I can overpay at all? Just to pay,
yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, paying in advance. Called paying in advance.
Pay in advance. All right. Okay. Even if, that's, I mean, right. And then even if I didn't, and then what would happen to the money? Would it perhaps pay for the people of Dartford to have a party or something if I overpaid, or?
It will be held against your registration number for up to 12 months.
Up to 12 months. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. That's
okay,
correct.
That's brilliant. I mean, absolutely excellent work. Thank you so much. You've been great, and I really appreciate everything you do there.
My pleasure, sir. Thank
Cheers,
you.
Cheers, mate. Have a good day. Bye bye now. Bye.
You too.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye now. Bye.
Ridiculous.
Couldn't have gone better, that.
Couldn't really.
Couldn't
you
have been.
Just got the right bloke.
Couldn't have been better. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Ivor Dudney, what's on?
Oh, Ivor, it's John from the National Obsession. How are you?
Oh, hello, John.
Oh, Ivor, you don't sound that happy. I wanted to kind of check in with you because there's been a big news in Truro this week. Truro, yeah. Being sold. Peter Masters.
Yeah, don't talk
is...
to me about that. Don't talk to me about Truro.
Oh no, I mean Peter Masters has sold up, and to a mystery consortium thought to be the owners of Mal's Owl.
Yeah, I've been asked to not come back in, John.
Oh no. Why was that? They've laid you off.
They said I was just not Cornish enough.
Oh,
they want a club secretary for Cornwall. And they heard that I'd been out of the county in the last 12 months.
Last time we checked in with you, you had just come back from out of county.
I'm regretting that now, John. It's cost me my job. Cost me my football club. All for the love of Cornwall. And you know, John, no one loves Cornwall more than I do.
So I suppose the...
You know me, John, I bloody love Cornwall. I love Cornwall. No one loves Cornwall more than me. Ask me which is best, Newton Trago or Cornwall Trago. Ask me which one, John.
I think I know the answer, but Newton Trago or Cornwall Trago?
Cornwall Trago, John.
What's the... Is there any difference?
You take that back.
I can't. So I suppose the question is, what are you going to do with your time now? You're going to join another football club?
My own team, John.
Really?
Cornwall FC.
A team for Cornwall?
Cornwall FC, just the right side of the bridge, just halfway. It's going to be halfway over the Tamar. It's going to be going to build a little island in the middle of the Tamar. So we don't have to pay for the bridge. But we're absolutely in Cornwall, and it's going to be beautiful, John. Free pasties for everyone who comes and watches them. Jam before cream, everything. A team for Cornwall.
Do you not want to join a team? What about going to Mosul?
No!
They've taken over Truro. Why not?
Cornwall, John. It is Cornwall, but.
Yeah, it is very much Cornwall.
It is Cornwall, isn't it? It'll be on a boat. It won't be on an island. It'll be on a little boat. Big, I'll buy a big boat, John.
You have to a big boat.
Football pitch.
So you're going to buy a boat?
I'll buy it from Devonport Dockyard.
What, like 100?
No, I won't. No, I won't. It won't be from.
Oh well, look, I'm sure we'll check back in with you again soon and see how you're doing. Oh, yeah. But I'm sure it'll be a success. One final question: in the downtime while you're setting that up, are you going to go to the cinema?
I'll set it up. I bought the boat.
Oh right. Well, look, what you're getting players and stuff, Cornish players. Well, you're assembling your Cornish team and Cornish coaches, Cornish fans, Cornish stands. We're built with Cornish concrete. Yeah. Are you going to go to the cinema in your downtime and watch the Cornish fishing film? Fishing
Don't call me about that bloody film. Bloody London bastards coming down here and bloody making a bloody film about us. It's not a bloody zoo, John.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Talky Corner.
Lino, you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish.
This is a live feed of me at Welling.
Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Oh, that's not the bloke they got out to run the line.
Old Stan.
Stan Weedon.
Stan Weedon.
Good old Stan.
Donald Trump knows a thing or two about that.
Oh, right? I tell you what, John. I was going on the pitch. If no one put their hand up, I was going on. Because I thought they're going to call this game off.
I think they could have done.
Yeah. Well, that's what would have happened. Why have they not got someone there?
That is the standard of football that we now play, where they don't have a fourth official.
When does that stop? When does the fourth... Because you think they'd have someone there.
Yeah.
If you can just get literally anyone out the crowd.
What I want to know is, by the way, this is the fact that if you weren't aware... The referee went off injured after 10, yeah. 10 minutes, 15
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah, and now he said he had hamstring, I think, but yeah. I think he looked out of his depth, John.
I saw your tweet because he just panicked.
I think he panicked, looked out of his depth.
I've got to get out of here.
I can't cope with
this. I've got to get out.
You know, it's that thing where the bloke just keeps running and getting in the car and drives off. Goodbye. Just back up the A38. Goodbye. On the new Newton Road, Penning roundabout and off.
On the M5 by half time.
Torquay 4-0 up. Thank goodness it's not me. Bye.
But yeah, so they had to get someone out of the crowd because there's no fourth official.
It was literally
the linesman took over the referee.
Yeah,
my wife
was there. You know, my wife was there, and she went, "Is this like? Is there a doctor in the house?"
What I want to know is, this bloke got on the Stan. Got out of the pop side, went over and introduced himself. Stan Weedon.
Yeah. Come on, John.
And obviously said, "I'm a qualified ref." How did they know?
Well, this is the thing.
Did he have a certificate?
This is what
with
I was thinking. No one's carrying their ref card.
Did they have to ask him a question?
What have he got in his pocket?
Section 5C of the laws. What is it? And he had to answer it?
What's he got? A yellow and a red card in his pocket. What is it? Just a check.
Yeah.
A whistle. Did they got say, my own whistle.
Let's see you play on. There he, and he's running around doing that.
Yeah, like that, yeah. Let's see how it goes.
How did they know? I'm interested to know.
I
what gave it away?
No one else stepped forward, John.
Or they've got like a Freemason's handshake.
Or you learn
special...
that when you're grade one or whatever, level one. What grade are you? I saw him put a finger up, one. Now, is that either the top or the bottom?
Oh, he's got the wrong sport and he thinks he's umpiring.
Yeah, maybe
you're
that's
out.
What he's done. Anyway, if no one stood up, I was going to step in, John. But I didn't have to, so I was pleased about that because that would have looked a bit short. What I liked is, did they have some, like a spare refs kit out the back?
Yes. Suddenly, he disappeared into the tunnel. Came 9 minutes
out.
Added on. But was it the ref who'd gone off injured? Did they give him his kit?
No, I don't think so. Well, he was halfway up the M5.
He came back on
and he was very good. If anything, the standard of refereeing went up in the National League South.
Yeah.
Because it's normally poor. What I thought he did well was he gave them a couple of decisions early.
Yes,
so he
just
didn't look
prove.
Like a homer.
I mean, he was the definition of a homer.
Exactly. Literally off the pop side.
At least he didn't do...
Do you think he'd had a pint, John?
He probably had. I mean, that's... People, doesn't
pint
they?
And a Basti in
going
boots.
Going to boots beforehand. It sounds like he just kept himself to offsides. He just said...
He did,
like, you know what? My thing is offsides.
I'm not giving any fouls or
I'm
anything.
Not getting involved with anything else.
It
my
was
thing
so
is
surreal. It was so surreal. It was like, what is happening? What is this? Because we'd have the whole palaver with the world's tallest goalie.
Yeah.
Who was massive, John.
6 foot 11. Simon Block,
ridiculous, right? Ridiculous. But we scored 5. He was at fault for 4.
There were some shockers in there.
One
as well.
Of them
some
just,
real
just was
shockers.
Unbelievable through his legs. It was unbelievable.
The one through his legs, the one where Jana went round him and he sort of just kind of fell over.
Well, he did that a lot.
Timber.
And he was always out of position.
Yeah, he looked useless.
As a tribute, which we had before the match, to the late, great Gordon Banks. There couldn't have been a worse tribute than seeing Simon Block Jorgensen in goal. But we were just far better
5-2,
than them.
4-0 at half time.
We were just much better than them. When we're in the mood, no one can cope. But then, obviously,
last night,
we get beaten up, don't we? Teams beat us up.
We get beaten up and they look young and inexperienced.
Exactly.
And they don't know how to cope.
If anything will cost us, it is that.
But
that we get beaten up.
Tuesday night. To the rescue. I mean, it was 1-0 at half time. We were messaging each other. It looked grim. The only thing to kind of take out of it was the painful. Constant Torquay taxis mentioned.
Torbay taxis.
Let me get that wrong.
211, 611, Torbay taxis are the best in Devon.
Reliable something.
Affordable taxis, 211, 611. So if you want a taxi made in Devon, 211, 611. If you want a be car free, you won't find a better taxi. We're nearly there with it. We're nearly there with it. Someone's got to start singing it on the...
But yes, we were 1-0 down at half-time. Gary Johnson giving them a rollicking at half-time.
Yeah,
we come back out. 2-1. 90th minute winner from that man, Rory Keating.
Good old Rory.
So stop fighting.
Well, brilliant. Someone, I can't find the tweet, but someone on Twitter last night said, we don't deserve Gary Johnson. He pulled Jamie Sendles-White after 25 minutes.
That was Ben Curry tweeted that.
Brings on Rory Keating.
Yeah.
Rory Keating pops up at the end of the game
We have got a couple of these games coming up, like tough trips. It's a free hit for them.
Nowhere near done.
There's absolutely nothing to lose.
Nowhere near done.
Know that they can do what Welling did and a couple of other teams, Bath, just bully us.
Devon Live have tweeted that they've got an interview with Gary Johnson about how he roasted them at half time. Interesting. When I played, we only used to get our oranges.
Or maybe it's like, you know, the US, the comedy roasts that they do.
Yeah. This guy.
Is this Jamie Sendles? What? Jamie Sendles. Yeah.
Well, the last time I saw Rory Keating cross the ball,
his uncle was in the charts.
Whoa.
Something like that. Anyway, probably a bit
something
more
like that. His uncle was in the charts. That's a nice one, John. Well done. And we got Western Supermare Saturday, which is like, as I've said, they're the bad version of us. The shit girls.
We should twat them, really, shouldn't we?
I'm saying...
Baker bets,
which I've been pretty right recently. I'm saying over 4 goals in the game.
Ooh.
There we are. That was Torquay Corner.
The National Obsession.
It's time for letters from a listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Lovely, John.
It's much better than
John, I know. Any letters, John?
We have letters.
We get letters. No letters today. No. What letters have we got, John?
Malcolm Pearson.
Malcolm on the ice.
Billericay Malcolm, I think he is. Okay. Evening, lads, he says.
Evening.
Hope all is well. I was slightly concerned that John is okay as there was no podcast the other week.
Ah.
With the Northern Twinge on the previous episode, I just wanted to make sure that he hadn't been hit in the mouth and carried off by someone from the North. He's quoting the great Fred Truman.
Lovely.
From his audio books.
Oh, nice.
Hit him in the mouth and he had to be carried off.
Aye. Have you got it there?
I have got it here.
Oh, let's have it.
This man was being so blasé into the bar that I was really furious, and I'm afraid I hit him in the mouth and he had to be carried off.
So yeah,
just Malcolm like that. Just, what a lovely quote.
Quoting Fred Truman.
Fred Truman there. Hosting, what's the pub show?
Indoor League is
one of the best things. Real board, mind, no doubles. Yorkshire board.
Anyway, says all the best and on the ice to both, Malcolm Pearson.
Malcolm,
edging his way towards...
And not even a Torquay fan, John.
I think he's a... Pretty sure Malcolm's a bit of a Rookie fan.
See?
That might...
Mrs. Baker, not just for Torquay fans.
We're for everybody. That might possibly be his third email.
Do you know what? I liked it. It was a lovely reference.
Yeah.
Malcolm, FOF number...
16? 16? I've still got to get round to cataloguing.
I think it's 14.
No, we've handed out FOF 14. That's gone.
FOF number 15 or 16?
I think it's 16. Couldn't... I'm pretty sure it's 16. Malcolm.
Malk, welcome.
Have a temporary holding FOF number until we can work it out.
Welcome to you.
Also, emailing us this week, James Thorndike, a brand new contributor.
James, welcome to the National Obsession. On the ice to you.
He says, gentlemen, on the ice. And John, thanks for the mention last week. I am that mystery person who spoke to you while the TUFC fans changed ends at Welling last weekend. James,
how nice.
Lovely to hear from you. And I'm sorry
that I forgot your name. Is he a Torquay fan, John? Or?
He was a Torquay fan, absolutely.
Well done, James. Yeah, great
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. And the good thing about James Thorndike is, are you familiar with the Herbie films, the original Herbie films?
I am.
How familiar?
AKA Goes Bananas.
Goes Bananas.
Yeah.
David Tomlinson's character.
Yeah.
Peter Thorndike.
Wow.
The main rivalry in Herbie.
Why do you know this, John?
Because I used to love that film.
Getting
when I was
to know John.
I loved the Herbie films.
I think I went to the cinema to see Herbie Goes Bananas.
Yeah. Peter Thorndike.
Because I am old.
And there's something rather special.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a lovely play coming out about him, about David Tomlinson.
Yes, with Miles Jupp.
Miles Jupp, yeah. Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, he says, keep up the good work and we will keep spreading the word about the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
He said he worked in an office and he plays it to lots of different people. Speaking of which,
thank
I see
you, James.
The entries are now open for this year's British Podcast Awards.
Oh.
At britishpodcastawards.com.
Well, you know.
He says, not sure which of the categories the National Obsession will win, but the Nat Obstivity may well make the shortcast, may well make the shortlist for Moment of the Year.
Maybe don't send that one in.
Entries close on Friday, so not long to wait. Up the goals, James.
Hey, James, great opening gambit. Superb.
Lovely.
A
good
massive
start from
on
James.
The ice to you, James. It's almost worth two letters, that one.
He does send a follow-up email as
well.
That,
this doesn't count as two, James.
P.S. Best interview category described as the finest, most compelling, incisive conversation producers here. There can only be one candidate, the interview with the chief mouse at Malzahn.
That's true. That was a good one. Well, hey, thanks, James.
Thanks,
on the ice to you. And keep
James.
Up the keep
Lovely
up very
work.
Strong start. And someone shouted on the ice at me and Bristow's bench on Saturday, John. And I gave him a big wave and a thumbs up and moved on. As it should be.
Just a quick word. And
they were a very nice person. I gave him another little wave on the way back. And I'm sorry I couldn't stop and talk. My daughter wanted some water. Oh, that's a little poem there. Rap battle.
Unintentional.
It's like turned into a rap
corner.
Battle. Roger John McClark's turned up. So whoever that was, thanks for
Thank
shouting
you.
On the ice and maybe ride in like James did.
Yeah,
that'd be a nice thing to do, yeah.
Sticking with the James Thorndike mystery, someone called Lewis Glasson emails us. Another new
on the ice, Lewis.
He says, hi guys, you may well have received an email by now from your mystery man at Welling. This is all very odd.
Oh.
Well, that person is my colleague James Thorndike, talkie fan and the very man responsible for introducing me to your podcast.
Lewis.
Top man. This doesn't sound like Lewis is a talkie fan, so this is even more proof.
This is word of mouth, John. This is how things spread. Word of mouth. Lewis Glass on the ice.
He says, what Mr. Thorndike has omitted to tell you in his email is that Thursday is his big 40th birthday.
Oh!
I hope you'll join me in wishing James a very happy 40th. That's 40.
Yes.
40, capital letters, birthday. I hope all his dreams come true. Cheers, Lewis Glasson.
Lewis Glasson. Now, do you think that's a fake name? And that's Lewis trying to send in three missives at once.
No, possibly.
In an attempt to get the FOF number,
I think you're too cynical, but... How about it?
Oh,
could this be the quickest FOF number?
It's a tough one, John, isn't it? Because he's literally only just written in. But he has got someone from work also to write in.
He gets everyone listening. He sent two good emails.
John.
FOF 17. Or, because do we issue him FOF 40? Or would
yes.
that be too much?
No, that, no, let's do that.
Okay.
John,
this
it's up
be
to
hard.
You.
This won't be hard
it's
to keep
to
track
you.
Of.
It's FOF 40 is... James Thorndike, for your birthday. Happy birthday, James.
See if we can remember that. And very finally...
Hope he gets the midlife crisis tattoo of FOF 40 on him.
Couple of quick tweets just to finish things off. Frosty. Our old mate Frosty, occasional
Frost.
Contributor.
On the ice, Frosto.
He tweets us to say, and it's a couple of puns really from Frosty.
Oh,
what's
I
the
saw
fastest?
These, yes.
What's the fastest?
We could beep these out.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, we know how you feel about the pun situation.
Anyway, carry on.
What's the fastest accelerating National League side? Talkie. And which National League side can calm down a ruler? Which National side can calm down a ruler? Woe King.
Whoa, King. Thanks for writing in, Frosty.
Frosty,
appreciate
always
it.
Appreciated.
Appreciate
and
it. On the ice, you, Frosty.
Is a wonderful postbag.
That was it. Letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Wasn't great, was it?
No, I gave up towards the end.
There we are.
The National Obsession.
That it, John? That's it?
That's it.
That's it for another week, The National Obsession.
Another week, and by the time you hear this, almost time for Netflix Losers.
Yeah, I'm not watching it.
Documentary about...
Not going to watch it as a protest, because I am 100% their target market.
Yeah.
And as a protest, I'm going to F with their algorithm.
I mean, only talkie could have a documentary made about them called Losers.
Yeah.
But it's a scandalous slur on the club. I will be watching it,
yeah,
but it's a
course,
scandalous
yeah.
slur on the club. And I think
it'd be a great musical, wouldn't it?
We should boycott it.
I might write the musical. Bryn.
Bryn the musical.
Bryn the musical.
With Alfie Bow as Jim McNichol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be good?
A dog has bitten my leg.
Ah, my f***ing leg. Ref, ref, ref. God, it hurts.
And then the big close was called Added on Time.
Yeah.
Added on Time.
It'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
But yes, I do think we should all...
Sean Hazelgrave. Russell Musker. Tom Kelly.
Beverly Knight is Paul Dobson.
So it's a great idea,
piece
John.
Of casting. But yes,
great idea. I can see it happening.
I do think we should boycott the film, like the Life of Brian. It is
the Life of
heresy.
Bryn. It's the Life of Bryn, life John. Of Bryn. Well, there we are for another week on the National Obsession. Do send us some letters. Great letters this week. Nearly all end up with Foff numbers.
We handed out Foff numbers with Gay Abandon
we
this
did,
week.
With whoever he is. And at NatObsPod on Twitter.
Or nationalobsession@gmail.com on the email.
That is the way to find us. Come on, you yellows. And on the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.